we plant Kentucky wonder beans, and, mm-hmm. and that's a brown bean, and it grows up a stick. Mm-hmm. Some call them Jack and the Beanstalk.
The Kentucky wonder?
Uh-huh.
Hmm. What about lima beans?
Well, that's butter beans.
What's that?
Lima beans is butter beans.
There's no difference
in them. There's no difference in them lima beans and butter beans. Some of them spotted and some of them white. Mm-hmm. We raise both kinds when we raise in the garden.
Mm-hmm. What do you call the kind of beans that you eat the pod and all?
That's called peas.
Or the kind of beans that you eat the pod and all?
Oh, snap beans.
Okay.
And that's why I just talked about Kentucky one of the snap beans.
That's a kind of snap
beans. Uh-huh.
And, if you want to get the beans out of the pod by hand, you say you have to...
Shell them.
Okay. And, talking about how far something is, you might say, well, I don't know exactly how far away it is, but it's just a...
little piece of a long ways one.
Okay. And if something was real common and you didn't have to look for it in a special place, you'd say, oh, you can find that just about...
everywhere.
Okay. Or just about in?
Anytime.
Okay. Say if you had gone fishing and I asked you if you caught any fish, you might say no. What a one. No.
Well, I see, no, I didn't catch you this day.
Uh-huh. Do you ever say no near you one? Do you ever hear that?
Yeah, I heard that. That's old. That's old folks.
How would they say?
They laugh at you now to say near one.
Huh?
I said they laugh at you now if you say near one.
Uh-huh. But do you remember, I'd be interested in knowing if you can remember any real old-fashioned expressions, you know, things that old people would say but you don't say now. Do you remember any...
Not right hand off on you, I don't.
Well, if you think of any, let me know.
All right.
I'd be interested. Say, wheat is tied up into a...
bundle.
And then the bundles are piled up into...
shocks.
And talking about how much wheat you raise, you might say we raise 40... what, of wheat to an acre?
40 pounds.
Or 40 bushels.
40 bushels.
Okay. And what do you have to do with oats to separate the grain from the rest of it?
Well, when we get our oats, we buy oats from the cow, you know, for the chickens.
Mm-hmm.
And you have to mill them.
Hey, she's talking about
you have to what?
You have to combine them. Have to mill them. We have to go to a place where they call mill them.
Mm-hmm.
And that's what they use to, you know, put the oats out.
Mm-hmm.
And you can just take a mowing machine and cut them in the field, you know.
Mm-hmm.
And then when they get dry, haul them in for hay. We have done that lots of times.
What do you mean when you say you mill the oats?
Well, they send them to a different, you gather them with a combine and then thrash your oats out. And when you thrash them out, there's some dust or something in them, and they run them through this mill they call. You could get it out, but they don't get that all the time. Well, I know the wheat, I know you have to mill that.
Say,